So what are you going to show me tonight, Ellen Thomas? Oh, have you got something in your mouth?
Piece of paper.
Where did you get that from? Was that on your sweetie? No. You've gone very quiet, Thomas.
Why jumping apple?
Jumping apple?
Yeah.
Is that because I can jump higher than you? What are you doing, eh? Let's have a look at your new toy then. Where did you get this from?
Nowhere.
Nowhere?
Yeah.
Did you just find it on the ground outside?
Yeah. I think that's the snakes or crocodiles.
You think this belongs to the snake or the crocodile?
No, we actually found a crocodile outside once, didn't we? A little toy crocodile. We saw it, we passed it for weeks. Near the golf course, and in the end we picked it up and gave it home, didn't we? But the JCB, the digger, came from Auntie Patty, didn't it?
Auntie Smelly Cunt.
Who's that?
Auntie Smelly.
Why's she called that?
Because she just is.
Is she why?
Well, she's just blonde hair.
Because she's got blonde hair?
She hasn't got blonde hair.
So are you smelly? Because you've got blondish hair, haven't you?
No, you were smelly.
Thomas.
Oh. You're smelly socks.
I'm smelly socks? How do you know I've got smelly socks? Oh, come here a second. Poo! It's you that's got smelly socks, isn't it?
You are.
Not really. Not really, Jude. They actually smell very clean.
Smelly socks.
I'm surprised because you've been at this all day, haven't you? Thomas, stop jumping.
Oh,
stop it, Thomas.
What did you do at nursery today, then?
All right, marble.
You did what?
Nothing.
You didn't do anything?
No.
Did you just go in and sit down and be quiet? I bet you did. You didn't really, did you?
Look, my phone ring.
Where did you find that?
I don't know. Running on the bouncing, I think. Look, my phone ring.
That's a very pretty ring, that, isn't it?
It's very much eating apple.
Is it? Is it because you're married?
Hmm.
Oh. You're very young to get married, aren't you?
I am.
Who have you got married to, Thomas?
For me, just hold that thing. But don't eat it, that's mine, but just show you how to breathful. Catch!
Okay. Oh, you've got a very good throw, haven't you? Are you allowed to play with the ball in here?
Yep.
You are. I was so quick I didn't even see it, did I?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, you stand there and see if you can catch it. Okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Oh. Ah. 1, 2, 3. Very good, Thomas. Right.
1, 2, 3. Oh, no!
That's like ping pong ball, isn't it? Oh, when it bumps on my head, your head, your mum's head.
A person's head.
Can you play this note when you wrote? Ooh!
You can have my ring back.
Have a little bite.
But you don't have a little bite on.
No, it's fine, thank you. I'm fine.
Did
that hurt your foot?
I think so, yeah.
Oh dear, dear. Right, we won't play with the ball anymore. Now, are you going to tell Janine all about the bonfire on Saturday?
No.
Why not?
You smelly socks.
No, I'm not still smelly socks, am I?
Look at this, Janine. This is a firework in the night sky.
Wow. Did you do that, Jean?
No, Thomas did that in the nursery. Look at that spark.
You did that. That's lovely.
That blue rocket is broken, but the stick is broken.
And he made a blue rocket.
Was it a real firework? Is it a real firework, Thomas? How did you make that?
And that's his pumpkin. Hey. Only Purdy helped, because Purdy walked across it with wet feet, unfortunately.
Is this Purdy's decoration?
Yes, Purdy helped.
Wow.
Didn't she?
What does that say?
says Luke.
It doesn't. It says Thomas. This says Thomas as well. Look.
Luke.
Oh, that's very good.
The teachers draw it. They will write it. Thomas has to write on top.
So you can nearly write your name now, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
That's lovely. That says Thomas.
It's supposed to, yes. Oh, and this, Janine, you'll know what this is immediately when you see this.
Fire engine!
Oh, of course it's a fire engine, yeah.
Did you? Speaks blood, that's a big old fire engine!
That's very good.
Beautiful, that, isn't it?
Did you make that with a potato?
Is it
a potato print? Is it? Oh, not, no.
No, I think it's just some plastic cutters.
Have you done potato printing yet?
Yes, you have.
Where you get a potato.
Well, show Janine this one. And you can tell her, well, that's a nice one, isn't it? So what are you doing?
Wow, that's down, a washing line, isn't it?
Sit down, please. Right, tell Janine how you made that.
Wow.
That's all.
Is that me?
No. Those the pears on. You're a pear.
I'm a pear?
Yeah.
And what are you? Are you a banana? No, are you a grape? Are you a potato? A leek? A Thomas? A Jean?
A tree!
You're a tree! How come you're a tree? What do trees do? Is that all trees? Is that where all my sweeties go, is it? Mm. Is it all the trees in the garden come and steal them?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, no, it's going to be mine.
Quickly, run away from those trees so they don't eat your sweeties, huh?
Oi, go away, it means it's garden.
You've told them, haven't you?
Yeah.
But Thomas, look at the table. Have the trees eaten your mummy's rings?
Yes, I have eaten your mummy's rings. Stay back and leave it to me. Yes, I have.
Oh, dear.
Really? Who's eating? Where have those rings gone, Thomas?
I don't know.
Where have you gone?
Don't know.
Maybe we should go and have a look in here and see if you can find them anywhere.
Maybe under the settee.
I think the best place to look is in Mummy's tummy, don't you?
Just checking, Thomas. Just checking yours. Just my feel. Just one in there.
Right.
There's some more to find in there. There's one on the red container when you stop and open. And there it is on the top of the lid. Come.
He's already seen them. He's seen them.
Just over there, look.
Oh, there they are. Well, I thought you said the trees had eaten them. We haven't really, so we're all safe then, aren't we? I don't want you to feel in my stomach. She might find there's 10 in there. I might have eaten about 10. Having a bit of a sweet tea. So who's this on here then?
Eeyore thinks he likes honey, but Emma thinks I don't like honey.
Really? Eeyore doesn't like honey?
He doesn't.
Who doesn't?
Well, he does, doesn't he?
He looks a bit greedy. He looks like he eats too much honey, does he?
He does.
And who's that? Winnie the Pooh?
No. Tigger.
Does
that Charlotte?
That's Charlotte, is it?
Charlotte. It's a little pig.
Piglet? I think that Tigger must like honey, do you?
I think so. He's sitting on honey.
So Piglet likes to sit on honey. Mm-hmm. Tigger likes to lean on honey. Pooh likes to
eat honey.
And Eeyore
doesn't
like honey. I think we've sorted out all the honey there, don't you?
Yeah. What's this big blue pop on Jeannie's tummy?
Oh no. Watch this big balloon trap Thomas. Can't move anywhere. Why don't you go and see if you can blow a huge big bubble for me, eh? One that's going to pop on my nose. What do you think? Not that sort. No. Blow a big bubble and it'll float like that and it'll pop on my nose. I think you can do that?
I think I eat you one.
No, Thomas, just sit and eat your sweet. That's okay. Because you get sticky fingers.
It's taking a long time to eat that sweet, isn't you?
Perhaps he doesn't want it.
Do you not like it? You do. It's because you like to suck it, isn't it? I'm just going to...
What else have we got to tell Janine? What's happened? You've been poorly, haven't you?
Been sick.
Went to stay with Nana and Grandad. Was poorly. That was during half term. That was a long time ago now, wasn't it?
What was wrong with you, Thomas?
Was it in my name, tell Janine?
Thomas, what was wrong with you?
Oh, sweeties.
No, you're not having any more sweets, Thomas.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Come here. No,
you're not.
He's going in my bag. For
no, you're not.
Hey. Thomas, you can't go in there because there's...
Come on, let's get your hands white. They're sticky.
There's a snake in there. There's a snake in my back.
One that goes...
and then it goes... and it likes to eat people called Thomas.
Wow, this is what you got when you went on a holiday, when you went to... Thomas Alino.
What was it you called it?
Thomas Alino.
Well, we didn't find that.
We didn't actually go to Torremolinos, but we visited Torremolinos,
didn't
we? Where do you think this plane's flying to? Look, where do you reckon?
It says Concorde's waiting.
Concorde. Concorde goes up like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where do you think this plane's going? Because Janine's on it, look. Oh, lovely.
That's nice for me.
Okay, come on, then you drive it.
Open.
Okay, you sit there and you drive me to Spain then. Go on.
There you go. What did it?
And do you know what happens when you go on the...
Just turn it very dark.
Right.
Turn the light out.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a bit of... What do you call it?
Turbulence.
Yeah, a bit of turbulence there.
Yes, please.
Oh, you're going to have to straighten the plane out, Thomas. Oh, you didn't know it makes a funny sound. And it's lift off. Oh, you're landing already.
Landing on two ticks.
You mean landing in two ticks in a minute?
Can you imagine the captain said that? We're landing in
two ticks. Landing on two ticks, Spain. A load of caution. Land on tomorrow.
Oh, we've landed. Brilliant. Oh, look, we're in Spain, Thomas. Hey.
You wanted to go home now.
Well, I haven't even got a suntan yet. Okay, where are we going? We're not going back to England, are we?
Yeah.
We're not going back to Manchester, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Off we go.
Okay. Shh. Just put your arm out like that. I don't know, I can hold you for the amount of the duration of this.
Right.
Oh, look, we've settled down now. We're
not landing yet.
No, that's not landing. That's that we've taken off and now we're... Are we nearly there, Captain?
Yes, we are.
How long to go? How many ticks?
Two ticks.
Shh. I'm going to have to land you on the floor. Oh, there we are.
I get to do my numbers to see what numbers.
Where are we now then?
At home.
Are we?
Not your home, I know.
Oh, right, that was handy.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, we better go back where the pool goes. With Spain is.
With Spain is. Why do you think I want to go to Spain?
Tickle Thomas.
Is that right? I go to Spain to tickle Thomas.
Let's go, shall we?
Let's go, shall we? Okay, we'll go upside down. Is that where you want to go?
Yeah.
What will you do when you get to Spain, Thomas?
Down the pool. Yes, we're not at a pool yet. This is a pool.
Wouldn't it be lovely if we could aeroplane everywhere? Would you like to take an aeroplane to nursery every morning?
This aeroplane is landing on your head. It's running on your head.
Do were you saying that my face looks like an airport?
Mummy, yeah. Go for a hospital. Just move up a little bit. say, what's happened to the man?
Oh dear, do you want your tummy looking at?
Go for a hospital.
Oh dear, why? Have you got air sick? Lift your head on the pillow. Are you a pilot? Are you a pilot?
Yeah.
Oh dear, pilot, what's the matter?
There was two lady fried on the on your head.
You're probably suffering from jet lag, Thomas, because you don't give yourself time in a country to catch up on your sleep before you fly off again.
Have you caught jet lag?
No.
You're a bit tired,
Excuse
are you?
Me, what did you say?
Watch this funny jump.
Where? Oh! That was a very far jump, wasn't it?
No, not a far jump, just go near there. Sitting where Mummy's sitting.
That's you secretly wanting to jump on the sofa again, isn't it? That's a funny way, yeah.
Okay.
Me and your mum don't fall for that one, do we?
Yeah, we jump a high one.
Oh, that's not very high. Okay, one, two, three. You're very strong, aren't you? Can you do a wiggle dance?
No, yes.
Yes.
Shall we do tweenies dance? Yeah, you can be a man.
Just watch your
okay. You can be a lady to watch.
Hey, hey, ready to play. Come and play with the tweenies.
Is that really the tweenies dance?
Wait, it's a tweenies song. I'm not sure of the words. Let's go and play the tweenies.
Someone's going to get dizzy moving their head around like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
What other songs do we know?
I don't know.
Thomas, oh, now that reminds me, we've got something for Janine, haven't we?
What is it?
I'll give you a clue. Run, run, as fast
as you can. You can't catch me because I'm a peewee man.
A peewee man? And what's a peewee man, huh? Eh? I've never heard of a peewee man.
We caught that.
Oh, thank you very much. Not a gingerbread man, yeah.
It wants you to have a little smell of it. After your tea, you can have it.
That's after your tea. You can't eat sweets before tea. You've got to wait.
No, that's the bag. Smell inside it.
Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me.
It just must have a little bag.
Well, I like to have a little bite, man.
No, don't you eat it, Thomas. No.
I just need to get paper off.
Thank you very much. Delicious. Have you both had one?
Yes.
When did you have one?
Yes, shall we?
No.
That's Janine's.
Enjoy a bit.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, no, I've even had his eyes.
Dora, watch this funny walking. Doodle ball.
No. That's ridiculous walking. Don't take it near the trees though, Thomas, because they might eat them.
Yeah, it's a bit fine. It's a bit fine.
No, you're not spices as well, Thomas, no.
I'm just having a chair. Oh no, trees, you don't reach them all. Quick!
Quick, then. Does that mean I have to eat it all really quickly?
Yes, I mean too.
Go on then, you eat the arm. And then what's that? His belly button.
No, it's the button on his coat, isn't it?
Delicious.
Well, is this his nose? I didn't know where it was.
No, it's just his belly button.
Look, we can put it in my bag.
A cheese is going to eat them all up, all up, all up.
I'm going to hide it here.
Trees, there we go to eat apple and me.
Do the trees eat apples?
Yes, and me.
I hope not, or else I won't be safe for them.
There you go. You can say, what's that? Snickly. It's me, tickling snake.
Oh, I don't like tickling snakes because I don't like to be tickled. Are you a tickling snake? So am I then. And where do tickling snakes live?
Just on your hair.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. Oh, poor me. Do you think this is one look?
Yeah.
Is this a tickling snake?
I think it probably would tickle you.
Yes.
And it likes to tickle people's tummy. I don't think he's dying to have his tummy tickled. Okay, here comes. I'll beware of a tickling snake. Come here.
Door.
Door. Is that Bart Simpson? Is it Homer Simpson, isn't it?
What
did door mean? Huh?
Thomas doesn't know this.
Door. That's Homer Simpson, I know that.
Yes.
When does he say door when something's gone wrong?
Just hold that top and say what's behind that fence. Then you can knock it down.
What's behind that fence? Oh, it's Thomas sleeping. That's a nice sight.
Look at this tiny little snake.
Oh, look at this tiny little snake. Oh, what a lovely snake. Jean, have you seen this lovely sleeping snake?
I have, yes. Oh, nice and quiet, isn't it?
He is nice and quiet. It's so nice having a snake pet. A pet for a snake for a pet.
I know what you mean.
A snakey pet.
It's so nice having a quiet snake.
So look at this big snake.
Look, he's very long, this snake. Look at that. Stretches all the way along.
I'm trying to work out what this is. I've got two little pieces of blue plastic. It doesn't seem to match any of the blues.
Look how big that snake is.
So look at this tiny snake.
And look at this tiny, how many snakes are there?
Is it just one? One baby snake?
Little daddy one, big one, and then mummy one, big one, daddy, mummy one, and daddy baby big one.
And a tiny baby, so there's a mummy snake, daddy snake, and a baby snake. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? And which one are you?
Stroke your snake, it won't be.
Will bite. Oh. Oh. The other day Thomas was in bed and he said he was a snake that needed to go to the vets. And I said,
oh,
why
really?
Do you need to go to the vets? And he said, because I'm dead.
Oh no.
It was a little bit late to take to the vets then, wasn't it, snake? Hello, snake. Oh, he's just hissed at me. Oh, have you heard this?
You must like getting a kiss off you, Jean. I've never had a snake make that noise before, have you? That's a very odd.
I think it does need to go to the vets, don't you?
What do you
Thomas, not nice.
My goodness, that's a very loud snake noise. Let me come, I'm the vet. And let me have a look and see if I can see what's wrong with the snake. Mr. Snake? Mr. Snake, are you okay? Shh, is that it? Yes. You know what you sound like? You sound like sausages cooking.
I'm not well.
You're not well? Oh, what's wrong with Mr. Snake? Is it because you want another bite of gingerbread? Is it because you want another jelly ring? Oh, it is.
No, you're not having any more.
Say, look at this dog.
Is he not allowed anymore?
Mummy, say what?
You're too excited.
Mummy, you say to the vet, what's the problem with the snake?
What's the problem with the snake?
Well, I don't know. The snake's just not very well.
It's my pet, you say.
But that's my pet. Have I got a poorly pet?
I'm afraid you've got a poorly pet.
Oh, do you think a kiss likes it?
Okay, well, it's a very strange case because a kiss makes him hiss.
Is it? Let me see. Oh, he didn't hiss then. Oh, is he good there?
But then the strange thing is, if there's too many kisses, then he growls like a bear.
He doesn't, does he?
goodness.
It's me. It's most peculiar.
We're putting down.
You can be the vet.
I am the vet.
And you can be little animal. You can just scratch your back. You can be a window cleaner. So what's wrong in my bed?
I'm a window cleaner with a snake for a pet.
Yeah.
Oh, vet. Vet, my snake's very poorly.
Oh, really?
He usually likes to come round with me cleaning windows, but at the moment all he wants to do is lie, aww, have his back stroked, and he either hisses or growls.
Aww. Can you let me just have a listen to...
Yes.
Let me have a listen to his heart. Yes, ooh. there's a very nasty sound trapped inside him somewhere.
How can we get it out? Do you think perhaps if I blew some bubbles, that would help relax him?
Maybe. I do hear that snakes like to blow bubbles as well.
Right. Oh.
Are you tired, Thomas?
Let's see if we can cheer the snake up with this.
Do you put fairy liquid in it?
It's bubbles that came with it. I got some bubbles that we normally blow, but they didn't seem to work.
It's brilliant, that.
It doesn't work properly, this, does it, Thomas?
Do you think you can get it to work?
No, that's not nice.
And you're going to say, what's the problem with my snake, Mr. Vet?
What is the problem with the snake, Vet?
I think the snake wants to have a go with the bubble blower.
Would you like that snake? Come here then.
Slither over to your mum then.
It doesn't work.
That's it.
Come here, snakey. Sammy the snake. It's not working like it should, is it? Careful, it mustn't tip it up. Right, let's go back in.
Aww.
Do you feel any better, snake? Oh dear.
I'm just going to give Snake a voice, a new operation. There we go. And then we can ask Snake what's wrong. Snake, what's wrong?
Oh, the sweetie.
Oh, okay, come on. Well, you wait there, I'll get you.
What kind of we'll get you some medicine.
Yes, that's right.
A green one like mummies.
A green one like mummies? Do you mean you actually want mummies?
No, the other one.
Do you want to?
No, I'm fine, thank you. This is such a shame, Thomas, because when this was working properly, which it was at lunchtime today...
Come here, Mr. Snake.
He's got got a big teeth.
Sit
here. He's got a big teeth.
The snake.
You listen carefully, Mr. Snake. This is how you'll feel better. If we put this on this finger, and then if you bite it... Once every hour, then you should be feeling better. If you're not feeling better, then come and see me again.
Mm-hmm.
You starting to feel a bit better? Oh, that's good. Where's the snake going today, then? Thomas, you have got some snakes, haven't you? Where are they?
They're in the box, aren't they?
Two snakes.
Do you remember that game we played once where the snakes were going looking at things? Do you want to play that again? We can go exploring with the snake.
Mummy, you can look after my ring. We'll take it, Mum.
I'll try.
I'm getting a little snake.
Brilliant.
Shall we share, shall we?
We could share. Or do you remember when we had...
Did you have the crocodile as well? The alligator?
Oh,
if we have two, then they can help each other too.
I should put this away because it's not...
okay.
Not working. Oh, look at this one. I think there's just one snake.
That's fine, one snake.
Where's the green one? Can you not find the one? Would you like me to have a look?
Mummy, I don't want to play this game.
Don't you?
So I'm going to be a snake. And you can be a vet. You can be a mummy. You can be a mummy. To wash your window. Say, what's the problem with your snake?
I've got three snakes.
Two of them are fine, and one's not very well.
Oh, I see. And have you been...
Excuse me.
Have you been feeding this snake anything different?
Jelly rings.
Oh, you've been... Jelly rings.
Jelly rings.
Oh, I know the other vet likes to give snakes jelly rings, but they're not very good for them.
Do you want to give me that and I'll throw it in the bin? Can I show you these two snakes that seem fine?
Yes, let me compare them. This snake's the only snake with hair. It's the only snake with a jelly ring. And it's the only snake called Thomas. I wonder which of those things it is.
Any idea? No.
I don't. I have no idea what's wrong with your snake. Maybe I can give it a voice again. Mr. Snake, are you tired? Are you sad, Mr. Snake? You are.
Oh.
But I thought that jelly ring was going to make you happier. Oh, Mr. Snake, why are you sad?
Are you tired?
Mr. Snake.
Well, he's a wriggly snake, isn't he?
Do you think sometimes a bit of exercise is good for Mr. Snake?
Do you think the snake could ride around on a bicycle?
I was thinking the snake might like to do a little dance. No? Too tired to do a dance? No? Yes? I'm a confused little snake. I was wondering if the snake might like to come exploring with me.
Well, I'm going to get the breakdown trucks and everything ready because I think the snake might need towing away. I'll get a few fire engines.
You can get a hospital.
Ambulance.
It's just there. You can go, you know, right here. Just pop the stair, Mum.
Okay.
You better go near it. Where I live, just there where I point.
Nina. Ambulance man's here now. Now, little snake, what's the problem? What's the problem with the little snake? Has the little snake been playing with his friend Anthony today? Has he been playing with his friend Samara? Oh, what other friends has he got? What are their names? What are the snake's friends called? Little snake. I think the little snake's laughing. I don't think the little snake's poorly. I think the little snake is having a joke. I'm sorted, don't you?
I'll put the elephant on your fridge.
Yeah.
Footprints in the butter.
Footprints in the butter?
No, I don't want
to. You leave me alone. How do you know if an elephant's been in here? Tell me if a tiger's been in your fridge.
I think the tiger in your fridge. Footprints on your nose.
Really?
That's what you mean.
I don't get it. How do you know if an elephant's been in your fridge?
I don't know.
Footprints in the butter.
Mummy, you've got the elephant. Ambulance, she said, we're going to take away and then put the camera. Just there you could live. There. Couldn't you live? Just there. Mummy. You can be a mom and you can drive a lorry. Fire engine. Just turn that fire engine and say, what's probably going to stay safe?
This is a great game, isn't it?
When you lock the arm, your seat and you shall get a little bell and then you shall drive it.
Right, okay. I'll tell you what, I'm going to compare different ambulances. I'm going to call this ambulance.
Jean. Oh, Jean.
Nina.
I like your mum's new tricycle.
Nina. Hello. It's the ambulance, Mum. Are you all right, little snake? What's the problem? What's the problem with the little snake?
Oh, the snake's moving about. It's a very fast snake, isn't it? I didn't even see where he went. I'm going to send his brother, Mr. Orange Snake, to come and find him.
I don't think I've ever sat on this bicycle before, Thomas.
I'm just sending the other snake to go and find him. Mr. Snake, have you found Thomas yet?
No. I think I've found his nose. Mr. Snake, we've lost the other snake. Will you come and help us find him?
Come with me.
Then we've got the whole family of snakes. Have you any idea where the other snake might be?
No.
Let's go and look for the other snake. You must help me find the other snake. But hang on. Do you see nearby there's a big crocodile? We'll have to be very quiet. The crocodile's covering its face. Shh. Be quiet. Quick, come back.
Right there, quick.
And that's the snake, that's all. How would you want to know? Why did you go around the back? There's three of us now. I think we should go and tickle the crocodile.
Yeah.
What do you think? Come on, let's go. There he is. Don't be scared. There's three of us.
We can go to eat on.
Come here, but there's three of us and only one of her. Do you think we'll win?
Yeah.
I don't think you will.
I think I will.
Oi! Shall I show Janine this?
Help!
Be careful. Why do you need help, other snake friend?
So, well, you can be your friend, Cheryl.
Where's the other snake gone?
Is this a snake?
No, that's not him. Thomas, have you seen him?
Oh no. Is this a snake? Oh, I can see him. Can you see him? It's behind you.
Can you see?
No!
There he is.
How did he get over there?
I think he must
have slithered.
Slithered.
Do you know what slithered is?
Oh no, there's another snake coming to get us. You can be a crocodile all day, couldn't we? And you can, we can tickle you.
We can tickle you?
Yeah.
Do you know what this track is for? This is for training snakes to slither. Look, they have to practice like this when they're young. Can you go around the circle?
Yeah.
And then we have to learn to do the tweenies dance. The snake tweenies dance. Remember last time I tied the snakes together?
Yeah.
Like one big long snake. Look, it changes colour.
Oh, Thomas, quick!
Help me.
Oh, no! A crocodile's going to get us.
No, it's okay. Come here, because we've got the snakes to protect us.
When the crocodile comes, shall we put him out, shall we?
We could do. Where will we put him?
In general, let's put him out.
Let's put him out. That's a good idea.
Shh. Oh, I'm not any real.
Oh, frightening.
And there's a big elephant. And look, we've got some dinosaurs.
You have to be careful. You might. You never know where the crocodile's going to appear from.
Oh!
Oh, Thomas, quick! But this is part of your family. Look, you're not going to save the snake.
There was a friendly crocodile.
Okay, it'll be friendly. Look, they play together. They're doing the Tweenies dance now. Hey, hey.
So what's the problem with the real snake? It's like the crocodile. So what's the problem with the other one?
What's the problem with the other one? Oh. Let me give you some friends first to lie beside you and keep you comforted. There we go. Oh, what's wrong with this snake? I better go and get...
I want a vet.
Okay, I'm going to go and call the crocodile vet. Hello, Mr. Crocodile Vet. Crocodile vet too. Hello, Mr. Crocodile Vet. Okay, you don't want to be. Here you come.
I'll soon find what's wrong with this young snake. Let me listen to his heart. Yes, that's fine. Can you sit up, Mr. Snake? Sit up and let me have a good look in your mouth. Open wide. Up. Tongue out. Make your noise.
I don't know what's wrong. Let me listen to your tummy, Mr. Snake. From here. Oh, too many sweeties. Oh, that's what's wrong with Mr. Snake. Oh, you know how you get rid of having too many sweeties? You've got to be tickled.
We've got some dinosaurs here that need some attention.
Whoops!
See, what's the problem? This could be a friendly one. That mummy, you can be a doctor, couldn't you? A vet, couldn't you?
I could be a vet, yes.
Okay, Jean Vet, do you want to see if you can see what's wrong with this snake? I think it's too many sweeties, but I'm not sure.
Let me have a look. I was busy examining the dinosaurs, actually. Just a minute, I'll come on my elephant. Riding my elephant. What's the problem? Let's have a look in his ears. Have a look in his hair. Let's see if his eyes are opened. Yes, he's breathing. Let's have a look in his trouser pockets. Oh no, there's a tissue. There's a tissue in his pocket. He's wearing a vest. That could be the problem. Hello, little snake. Oh, hello, little snake. Would you like to see my dinosaurs?
Oh, would you like to see the dinosaurs? Did you bump your head, Papa?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, listen at
Oh, look. You've collected it in your teeth, haven't you, Snake? It's a big snake that collects a dinosaur. Look at this. I think this dinosaur is going to have a little dinosaur popping out of an egg. Look. Look at this.
Are you hungry, Mr. Snake? Is that why you're chewing on a dinosaur? Oh, it's my long-lost dinosaur friend. Thank you very much, Mr. Snake.
We could put the dinosaurs in your tractor and train.
I don't know, it makes noises.
The Lego train. How about we put the dinosaur in a Lego train, Thomas? No, don't try and do too many, you see.
It's a very strong snake, isn't it?
A very strange snake. I think I might build a little pen for it. See if we can contain it in a little pen. Let's see what we can do.
Thomas, have you heard this dinosaur? Tom? Thomas? I think we've lost Thomas now, don't you?
I do, yes.
I think we've lost Thomas and gained a very untalkative snake. What have you got in your mouth there? Is it another dinosaur? Yeah? Do you know what type of dinosaur this is? Yeah? This is called a Thomasaurus.
Hello.
Yes. Those dinosaurs are actually from that. And those could be my friends. You've got me your friends. It wasn't matter what snake you say.
What's the matter, little snake?
Just call four vets is over there.
Excuse me, could I have a vet, please?
Okay, let just me look with my binoculars what's wrong.
Ring, 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 hello. Hello, Mr. Vet, Mrs. Vet. My snake is no better. I'm very sorry. He's really quite a poorly snake. He's no interest in anything at all. Would you mind coming and having a look at him, please?
I think I've already been to take a look at him. I was wondering if we have a hospital bed at the veterinary.
Oh, well, yes, you better go in there.
I think you better come here for a full examination.
I'll carry him in. I'll carry him. Oh, so I'll give him a quick cuddle first. Oh. Bye-bye, little snake. You know that mummy loves you, don't you?
Would you just like to lie him down here on the operating table? That's it.
Shall I stay with him?
Yes, if you like, yeah. You can stay with him if you like, yeah. Oh. So he seems to be acting quite normally. Okay, I'm just going to give him a voice again.
Alright.
And then we can speak to him. It's the only way, really. It's just like those Teletubbies you've got. We just have to
put yes.
Put a little key in the back. Okay, there we go. We'll just try it out. Hello?
Oh, I think you've turned the volume down.
Have we? Is that...
Yeah.
That's what we normally do. We've just given him a voice. So he can actually speak now. So we'll just try out.
Hello? Hello, Snake?
Mr. Snake?
That isn't a voice. You've given him a laughing box, a tickly box.
Oh, sorry, I'll try it again. I'll just wind another one. Yes, that's definitely a voice this time.
Right.
But it's quite a high voice, so don't be frightened.
Do you think it's a voice that could sing something like Puff the Magic Dragon?
It could, but it's quite a high voice. It's sort of like this.
Hello?
Huh? Let's try it out. Hello? I don't think that was the voice we expected, really, from Mr. Snake.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's try another one.
I was expecting that one.
Let's try another voice.
Yes.
Hello?
He might start talking like Mrs. Blackford or Zoe or Miss Ashworth or Miss Lonsdale, his teacher. Oh, that sounded like Zoe to me.
I think you're rich.
Oh, that was Mrs. Blackford.
Really?
Let's try Miss Lonsdale now.
You'll be you, funny woman.
Ah, it's something more like Thomas. Let's try Miss Ashworth. Now, she's a very important teacher, Miss Ashworth.
But I
am very neat. You love me very much. Oh, that, I like Miss Ashworth's voice. Right, yes.
Okay, let's give him more of that then.
Very neat.
How about Julian from Bang a Drum Time? Have you got a Julian voice?
Yes, Julian's quite hard. It takes three.
Now, I think Miss Ashworth.
Yeah, let's have Miss Ashworth back.
Oh dear, the ratty one. Yes.
A daddy voice as well.
Is that daddy's deep voice saying I like you very much? You and daddy are best friends, aren't you?
We've also got
a purdy voice.
Yeah, purdy. Purdy voice.
Meow.
Oh, it's working. It's working.
We've also got a dipsy whipsy voice. And one of the tweenies, we've got their voice. What's one?
Milo.
Milo.
Very cute.
And we've got a
Bella.
Bella.
Hello, very much, Milo Apple.
Oh, Dougal's the dog.
Oh, Dougal. We do Dougal's, we've got to go into the face.
Shh. I'm lying very much. Shh. I am very much.
That was starting to sound a bit the same, wasn't it? What about, let's think.
Sweetie Shop, Mum. Oh, she's the lady in the Sweetie Shop, isn't
she? Thank you very much, Sweetie Nips.
And on the foot, we can have, this is a very difficult one because it's quite a difficult voice. I don't know if a snake will be able to do it, but it's Bob the Builder. Oh.
Can you see this me kill?
And then we've got tickly. You've got to have 10 seconds of tickling on the foot to have the Bob the Builder voice. Oh no, don't bother.
Yes, we kill your hair! Yes, we jump on your hair!
Yes, we jump on your hair?
Two.
And what about Fireman Sam? Has he got a voice? Let's have a look.
Fireman, silly kill, stupid kill, stupid!
Thomas.
And then we've got.
This is not nice.
The snake's voice. The real snake's voice. Where the snake's going to tell us what's wrong with it.
You've eaten too many sweeties.
Aww, is that what's wrong? You've eaten too many sweeties. And then we can ask Mr. Snape, what can we do about it? What can we do about it?
Someone's pushed me over and said,
Oh, who pushed you over down then?
Somebody smacked me.
What? Nursery? Where, darling? Nursery? No.
Here.
Here? What, Mummy? Mummy didn't push you over. She... Mummy doesn't like you saying kill or bad.
You're going to be upset, couldn't you?
Okay, and then we'll do another snake. And how can we make you better, Mr. Snake? Shh. This is Mr. Snake's escaping. Are you okay now, Mr. Snake? Have we made you better with all the... You're still not okay. I know. If you've eaten too many sweeties, I know what we do. We have to turn you upside down and we have to shake all the sweeties out. Don't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Out they come. Out they come. Okay. Oh, we've done it. Shaking all the sweeties out of you. Do you feel better now?
What?
You have to be shaking again? No. Tickled? What about told a story?
Cuddled. Thomas could tell us a story. No, there's lots of stories. today came home from nursery, or was it yesterday? And said, it's been yesterday, I think.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I hear the voice of...
I smell the blood of an Englishman. I think it's Jack and the Beanstalk.
And what's the next line? Do you know, Thomas? I bet Mr. Snape knows.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. Shh. That's giving him the rhyming voice. Fee-fo-fi-fum. Shh. Fee-fi-fo-fum. Shh. I. Oh, got a quiet snake again. Oh, he's crawling off. I hope he's not crawling towards the sweeties. Oh, look, there's Purdy at the window.
Oh, yes. There's a mouse, Purdy.
Are you not a snake anymore?
No?
Yes. Are you a crawling... Ow!
I didn't know snakes crawl on all fours, do they?
You can be a vet.
I don't want to be a vet anymore.
Yes.
I want you to tell me about nursery.
I can't.
Please tell me, because I haven't seen you for 2 months.
But right? I can't. You can be a vet and I can crawl away.
I can be a vet and you can... But we've played that
crawl
already.
Away.
We've played that already, haven't we? I think we've played that 150 times now.
I want to do it again.
But why do you want to do it again?
Because I just...
Do you like it? Is it because you like having the attention of being a little poorly snake, is it? You like us to go, oh, poor little poorly snake. Is that what you want? When I only see you once a month, I want you to tell me about all your lovely friends. Have you got lovely friends?
No.
I bet you've got lovely friends at nursery, haven't you?
He's got a best friend called Anthony, haven't he?
You
can't. Anthony of Anthony?
Yeah. You can look at me. It's what's the problem? And I can crawl away.
What's the problem, little snake? I hope you're going to crawl this way and I can have a cuddle.
Are you... Oh, it's okay because I'm a bear. I can always turn him round.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mr. Snake! Do you pretend to be a snake at nursery?
No. Why not?
You're a good boy at nursery, aren't you? Actually been very, very tired this week. He's been very tearful. Slightest thing.
Because he's chatting away and then he seems to put the camera on. Thinking he's not noticing because there's just any like the top of it, you know, and that maybe finds it quite interesting.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Is that Purdy making a growly meow sound? Oh, it's finished anyway. I envisaged we had about another 15 minutes to go.